DW News.
Welcome to the news. My name is Jen Nyingi. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the war cabinet. That's after Minister Benny Gantz and his National Unity Party quit the government. The move comes as Israel continues its military operations in the Gaza Strip. Israel's army has said it would implement a daily tactical pause along a road in southern Gaza to allow aid deliveries through the key Kerem Shalom border crossing. But why has Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved the war cabinet? Here is DW correspondent Rebecca Ritters in Jerusalem.
Well, this hasn't come as a surprise. It was largely expected after Benny Gantz did stand down from the war cabinet. Now, the war cabinet was made around about October 11th last year, just after the breakout of the war, behest of Benny Gantz, who said that he would come on board to provide a more unified force, a unity government, as it is known here, to try to guide Israel through this complex time. And now, since they've stood down, the Prime Minister's office now says that it is no longer needed, this war cabinet, but it's largely thought that's because far-right minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, the national security minister, was pushing to be allowed into that war cabinet, and that's something that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu clearly wasn't in favour of. So instead, he's decided to dissolve the cabinet completely. Instead, now decisions will go to a wider security cabinet.
A Zimbabwean lawyer defending dozens of opposition youths who were jailed, accused of holding an illegal meeting, has called for their immediate release, saying they have done nothing wrong. Police fired tear gas when they broke up Sunday's meeting. More than 70 people, including the opposition politician James Ntimba, have been charged with disorderly conduct and participating in unlawful meetings. At least 8 people have been killed after 2 trains collided in eastern India's West Bengal state. Dozens more were injured, with rescue efforts still ongoing. Officials said a cargo train rammed into one carrying passengers, causing several carriages to derail. This news is coming to you from DW in Bonn, Germany. South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma says his party will join an opposition alliance to take on the new government. The African National Congress and Democratic Alliance struck a coalition deal last week. Zuma has also vowed to challenge the results of last month's general elections, which he alleges were rigged. And in sports, Ukraine played against Romania in the ongoing European Championships. It was Ukraine's first appearance in the finals of a major competition since Russia launched its full-scale invasion more than 2 years ago. For more news and information, head on to our website, dw.com/Africa. My name is Jen Nyingi.